On New York Institute of Technology Week, cities need to prepare for the challenges of the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zi-Chen Dong, associate professor of electrical and computer engineering, discusses how to best manage resources in the face of disaster.
Cities worldwide are growing, and new environmental conditions challenge their capacity to provide food, energy, and water in a sustainable and economically productive way. Ongoing sea level rise endangers urban infrastructure such as roads, subways, power plants, wastewater treatment plants, and oil refineries, even when the weather is calm, and storms are becoming more frequent and more powerful. As governments, utilities, and other stakeholders decide how to best prepare for this future, they need to be able to understand, quantify, and visualize impacts of their possible choices before they have to commit. To fill this need, I'm leading a team of researchers who, together with partners in the U.S., Germany, and Austria, are creating a tool to help stakeholders in cities worldwide simulate and see the consequences of various preemptive steps. The project called InSource aims to build a data visualization framework that targets infrastructure investments towards the objective of carbon neutral and sustainable cities with decentralized and autonomous supplies of food, energy, and water. In 2012, New York City faced a damaging superstorm called Sandy, and now the city gathers data from many types of infrastructure critical to food, energy, and water distribution. Our team will use these data so that our framework can help the city and others like it manage limited resources to prevent foreseeable disasters. Better infrastructure investments mean that, at a future extreme weather event, we will have fewer mandatory evacuations, fewer people stranded at upper floors of tall buildings, fewer cars waiting in lines at gas stations, and a safer, more reliable supply of water and food.
That was Zi-Chen Dong of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.